This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2010. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 28th, Argentina, Australia, Botswana, Canada, Chile, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Finland, France, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Kashmir, Korea, Kuwait, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, North America, Pakistan, Romania, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Syria, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer from Luther, Iowa, Tim Rato, or is it Rato, R-A-H-T-O, reports some excellent medium wave DX. Despite not being far from KFAB Omaha 1110, he pulled in the Brisbane, Australia station on 1116 kHz, 4BH, October 27th, just before local sunrise, at 1232 UT. He confirmed it by comparing the music to what he heard on their live stream. And the next morning, between 1130 and 1250 UT, he was getting the three superpower NHK Japan stations on 693, 774, and 747 kHz between 1130 and 1250. Zaharias Liangas in Greece reports the Botswana relay of VOA in English, 15580, was actually heard on 15578, October 22nd at 1505. From October 24th to 29th, there's something called Exercise Noble Skywave 2021. It's sponsored by the 21st Electronic Warfare Regiment, Kingston, Ontario. Read all about it at nobleskywave.ca, including long lists of available frequencies. I ran across one of them quite by chance, October 28th at 1418, 13954.5 USB. I was hearing frenetic radio checks talking over each other, and the calls were of this format, two letters and two numbers, or three numbers, starting with CA, obviously, for Canada. The prefixes could also be LV, or US, or AF. CA-262 I found on the map at the website, southeast of Lake Huron in Ontario. Chris Gay was also hearing this on 10932.5 USB, with a contest atmosphere. Don Bowman says these are special call signs assigned especially for this event. According to the map, the overwhelming majority of them are in the U.S. and Canada, but they're few scattered elsewhere in the world. In fact, their slogan is, crowning the best HF operators in the world. Anyhow, it's all over after October 29th. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo State, Brazil, reports again the pirate, apparently in Chile, RCW, in San Francisco, Chile, 7610 kHz, October 22nd at 2304. He says it's been a while since they broadcast on that frequency. After hearing lots of Chinese jamming on the 31-meter band, in the Ontario DX Association, a commentary from Mark Cody. If Chinese authorities were ever singled out at an international climate change conference to explain to the world the blatant waste of energy and the carbon footprint created by running their transmitters out of fear of the truth being heard by their people, along with considering how often we have noted these jammers running when there was no one on the air to jam, the Chinese government, considering they have been called out before for their failure to rein in their own carbon footprint, would never be able to mitigate the bad press and ill feelings generated by the unnecessary assault on the environment caused by their jammers, which I estimate, thanks to my work as a light pollution activist, where a 100-watt light bulb left on all day and all night will be responsible for adding 65 kilograms of carbon to the atmosphere over a year. The jamming can result in at least 1,600 kg of carbon per year added to the atmosphere. A pretty tough thing to justify when you're jamming the truth. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, for example. 15730, October 26th at 2303, the Creole language broadcast was extremely distorted. And October 27th at 1904, 15140, supposed to be starting the English hour, dead air instead. Evil Ivanov has frequency change for the newish clandestine, presumably for Eritrea, since it's in Tigrinya, which has been at 15 to 1530, or 11555 via Madagascar. But from October 31st, they're registered instead on 11705. On February 1st, extended to a full hour. From Birmingham, UK, John Collins reports, Ethiopia, 7110, of course, intruding in the 40-meter handband, October 27th at 14:38, being jammed with non-stop French songs played backwards, heard until 15:02. So this jamming could be done by hams rather than for political reasons. However, the next day, October 28th at 04:33, Ron Howard was hearing Radio Ethiopia's home service with news and some sound bites, including one in English about Sudan, but no jamming at that time. Recommended reading, a report on the expedition to Lapland from Mika Mikkelainen at his website, www.dxing.info. This is not a long list of DX loggings, but rather lots of photographs and background information about what it's like to visit Arctic Lapland in the fall for a DX expedition. His latest report is number 139. You may recall the marine weather reports in French and English for the mini Transat yacht race being heard from France on 13735 at 15 UT in September and earlier in October. The second leg of the race resumes in late October from the Canary Islands to Guadeloupe. Ivo Ivanov reports a new frequency registered for that for the B-21 season, 17800 from Issoudun, France, but it's effective only until the race ends about November 12th. At 15 to 16 and also at 17 to 19 UT. Michael Vu, BEU in Austin, Texas, reports the best signal received in some time from a low-power transmitter of Voice of Indonesia, 3325, the best readable audio, peaking to a good level at about 1250 UT, October 26. It should have been in Japanese at that time. English starts at 13. Ron Howard upon Acetomar State Beach, California, also was listening the same date with much better than normal audio with Chinese programming at 1140. He says the audio level varies a lot from day to day. Via Wolfgang Musial, the B-21 HFCC schedule for Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran includes English as follows. At 1520 to 1620, 7300 instead of 7555 the year before. And the only other broadcast in English at 1920 to 2020, on 6040 and 11880. By the way, the schedule shows that all their Spanish broadcasts have been deleted. There could be further B-21 changes, but as of October 28th, Ivo Ivanov monitored an updated schedule for the broadcast to Iran of Iran International TV via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, with their always askew frequencies, 0430 to 1330 on 15629.8. And 1330 to 0430 on new 5829.9. Unfortunately, that overlaps with WTWW 5830 from midnight UT, more or less. The two frequencies no longer used from Iran International TV are 9930 and 12020 variable. From Alexei Lubich in Udun's medium wave info via El Dial in Spain, Radio Jordan is inactive on 612 kHz since the beginning of October. Its disappearance puts the end to any medium wave activity from Jordan. On Tuesday, October 26, I heard another weekly broadcast of Kashmir Kiwitas via IRRS on 15170 until it cut off at 1529 UT, mostly in Urdu but with some English terms. However, the B-21 registrations show this shifts one real UT hour later from November at 16 UT Tuesdays, still on 15170. Let's hope the Kashmiris are prepared for the change as their clocks will stay the same. Via a remote in Japan, Wolfgang Bischel heard the second and fourth harmonics of North Korean jamming, originally intended for 4450, but also audible on 8900 and in the 16-meter band, 17800. Described as siren jamming at midnight UT, October 28th. QSL report of RUS-DX, Dmitry Elagin in Saratov, Russia, in OpenDX, reports about KBS World Radio, South Korea. Two more envelopes from them have come in the mail. In the first one, a prize for winning the Sunday quiz is an umbrella. The second envelope contains a monitor card for 2021 and a gift, a computer mouse pad, I guess, with a design of the National Museum of Korea, the KBS World logo, and he says he previously received an envelope with an anti-COVID set. So there's a shortwave station still sending out some extra goodies, at least to some preferred listeners. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington notes, Radio Kuwait, again, way off frequency. 15410 variable, October 28th at 0609 UT with international historical events. This broadcast in the present and in the B-21 season is supposed to be on 15530 between 05 and 08 UT. But what are the chances of hearing it on that frequency? The NASA flash sheet, which he edits, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports on the clash on 6165 between Myanmar and China. Both Tazin Radio and CNR6, Beijing, presumed, October 23rd at 11:31 in Burmese and Mandarin. CNR6 was alone at tune-in, and then a few minutes Tazin Radio poked through with its distinctive Burmese music and a woman announcer. Initially easy to tell them apart, one with the announcements and the other with music, but then more difficult when there were two women announcers. By 12:37, CNR6 was back to music, and Tazin continued with talk, the signals about even. At 12:38, Tazin went into music and CNR into talk. He says, quite a mess, but I could follow Tazin Radio with concentration. Hungarian DX blog reports the B-21 schedule for Radio NUG, the voice of the National Unity Government of Myanmar. 08 to 08:29 on 17800 via Taiwan, 1330 to 1359, 15565 via UAE. Apparently no longer registered on 17710 at 130 or 12,000 at 1330, both via Taiwan. Manuel Mendez reports that Radio Classic Sunday will be on air 31 October at 08 UT on 6185. Over here, we'll probably hear Mexico instead. Ivo Ivanov says it's a 1 kilowatt transmitter at Savola in the Netherlands of Radio Piepzender. We reported some New Zealand frequency changes already last week, but more are due, according to B-21 registrations, via Ivo Ivanov. I'll just give the general picture and not dealing with the DRM variations. From 2059 until 658, all that time on 15720. At 659, switching to 11725. At 1259, to 7390. Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH, still showing up in the daytime but not every day, on 11840. Rick Barton in Arizona reports it Saturday, October 23rd at 1700, and I was also hearing it via remote in Alberta, past 1816. Another report from Rick on October 28th at 1543 UT on 11840. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 2010. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. No new financial support to acknowledge this week, but it might have been sent via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com, or via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Thought Radio Pakistan was inactive on shortwave except for a Kashmir service, but Wolfgang Bushel was surprised to hear an ID for Radio Pakistan in Urdu at 02 to 02:30 UT on 7325, with many IDs at 02:06. However, Ron Howard points out that instead it is FIBA Radio Pakistan, that is the religious broadcaster in Urdu, transmitted via the UAE as scheduled from 02 to 02:30 on 7325. And according to the ALKI NDXC schedule, it is extended to a full hour on day 6. Then Wolf checks the B-21 schedule and finds a change to 6170. October 22nd, several listeners found the website of Radio Romania International, www.rri.ro, was having trouble loading. Richard Langley in New Brunswick observed, it loaded okay for me initially, it took about half a minute, unlike some other sites that are slow to load, where you see bits and pieces before the whole page completes. The RRI page displays all at once, but after a delay. It is hit and miss. When I refresh the page, sometimes it times out, same when clicking on an item on the page. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany replies on 23 October. It is well known that the Romanian National Radio lacks the money to maintain their hardware and software properly, even less the general infrastructure. This also concerns RRI, where the server went down and had to be replaced. It said, "It's been a mess since our website was moved to another server. Sometimes the website opens far too slowly. Sometimes we can't upload the posts. Sometimes the feedback form does not work." That came from their German listeners' mailbag program. So the journalists are aware of the problems but cannot fix them. German-speaking listeners were advised to use email or terrestrial mail, but not the internet feedback form. Via El Dial and Pedro Serrano, here's the B-21 schedule for English from Radio Exterior de España, the usual changes in time and frequency for the B season, 23 to 23:30 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only, 11685 for Africa and the North Atlantic, 11940 for South America, 9690 for North America, and 12030 for the Middle East. The complete transmission schedule, mostly in Spanish but with a few other languages, on weekdays, the American frequencies start at 19 UT, the others at 14. The American channels run until 0300, the others until midnight UT. On weekends, they all start at 14 UT. Joe's Jacob in India says, "I'm deeply shocked and saddened to read an advertisement of October 27th that the building of the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation is to be leased in order to raise money." A Facebook group of SLBC's Hindi service listeners in India relayed this advertisement. It says the building has two floors with a total of 20,000 square feet of space available for lease. "So where are they moving to?" asks Hans-Jürg Wiener in Germany. A Google search led to an impressive project at ajansenarchitects.com, but it seems to be only a study. A design for a new 2 million square foot building for SLBC. It's near Independence Square in Colombo. The military coup in Sudan led us all to their only active shortwave frequency, 7205. Thanks to our first tip about this from Joe in 0LSD. Arthur Posner found they were instead on 7206 at 0530. With very happy music in Arabic. The next morning at 0452, I was still hearing them on 7206, past 0500. The off frequency had been in use before from Sudan Radio. A sesquiterce ago, as heard by Manuel Mendez. That's the domestic service. There had also been an external service at 1630 to 19 on 9505, including English at 1715, but that had been inactive for a while. Richard Langley says reception on 7206 is ruined after 18 UT when China signs on in Russian on 7210. The British TS Club the night before the coup became known. Alan Pennington says on October 24th, he found them on 7205.95, unusually on the air past 21 UT usual sign-on. Her anomaly, October 25th, around 17 UT, Wolfgang Büschel was hearing Sudan in parallel both on 7205 and exactly 7206. In Idun's medium wave info, Alexei Lubich reports on the medium wave situation in Syria. 567 kHz Radio Damascus, 300 kilowatts, has been off the air since mid-October. Apparently, for technical reasons, its modulation had been deficient. 666 still on the air with 50 kilowatts, with the Voice of the Youth program, Salt al-Shabaab. Also 1071 kHz, Radio al-Nur, operated by the Shiite community, 100 kilowatt from Tartus, but it's irregular. Here are the new frequencies for the B season, as expected from the Voice of Turkey, via BCDX in English, at 04 UT, 6125 to North America, at 7285, 1330, 12035, 1730, 9660, 1930, 6050, 2130, 9610, and 23 UT to North America, 5960. In the medium wave circle, a discussion of the QSL policy of Voice of America. Hermod Peterson says, "We used to be able to get QSLs from VOA and other U.S. agency transmissions via a special email address. I got one for Ashna Radio a month ago. Now I've been trying to QSL Radio Sawa on 1548. Everything bounces back with this message. Your message to QSL at usagm.gov couldn't be delivered. The group QSL only accepts messages from people in its organization or on its allowed senders list, and your email address isn't on the list. Is this a new policy or a temporary hiccup? VOA still has this info online at insidevoa.com. It says, to request a QSL card or submit interception report, QSL at usagm.gov. Henry Mensch replies, I bet some infrastructure is offline on their end, and they can't fully determine who is allowed to send to that address. U.S. government internet resources often do maintenance on the weekends. It's also possible you were blacklisted, but I think this is unlikely. Be alert for changes in World of Radio scheduling as the new season B21 begins, and as Europe goes off DST October 31st and North America 1 week later. Our transmissions via Europe on 7290 after October 31st will be Friday at 19:15, except for the third Friday in the month, and Sunday at 1330 UT on 9670. If you check the WRMI schedules, you'll find that some of them are expressed in UT and others in Eastern Time. Now, the ones in UT should remain the same, but the systems in Eastern Time, we can expect to shift one real UT hour, but there may be further changes unanticipated. So we'll bring you the latest info we have as of next week. I hesitate to mention this since it soon may be partly or fully out of date, but Wolfgang Büschel has put together a schedule for RAI Argentina broadcasts relayed via WRMI. It's extremely confusing. It depends on the day of the week, which language you may hear. Here's what he says. The 01UT broadcast on 9395, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday in English, Wednesday in French, Friday in Spanish, and 02 on 5800 and 7780, Thursday in English, Friday in French, Wednesday in Portuguese, Tuesday and Saturday in Spanish, and 09 on 9455, Tuesday and Thursday in Chinese, Saturday in English, Wednesday and Friday in Japanese, at 16, 7780, Monday through Thursday in German, when the signal is not going to reach Europe, at 21, 9395, Monday through Friday in Italian. However, that should be at 2200 in the winter, at 2330 on 7780, Monday in French, Tuesday in German, Wednesday in English, Thursday Italian, and Friday in Spanish. Via El Dial in Spain, we have the B21 schedule for Radio for Peace International. Despite the name in English, its broadcasts are in French and originate in France, but most of them are transmitted via WRMI for 1 hour at 27780 every Thursday, at 01-9395 every Sunday, at 22-9955 on Wednesdays, at 14-15770 on Sundays, and 21-525 on the third Thursday of the month. That's the one to Africa on 21-525. Also one more, which is obviously via Channel 292 in Germany, 6070 at 21 UT on the second Saturday of the month. I ran across an old-time radio program on WWCR, which is not on their schedule at any time or frequency, but it was UT Monday, October 25th until 06:30 on 4840. Classic Radio Theater from the GCN Network, a 1950 episode of Phil Harris and Alice Faye. According to their own schedule, it's supposed to be Brothers Scare at this time. Call at the 50 kilowatt successor to WQXR New York, 1560, Family Radio's WFME, voluntarily went off the air last year, I think, because its transmitter site was just too valuable. Now they are back on the air from another site on 1560 with 1 kilowatt. First reported in the medium wave circle by Steve Witt, who says as of October 25th, it's back on. It's a temporary slant wire antenna on the WNSH tower in West Orange, New Jersey, good enough to maintain the license. Our monitor, Arthur Posner, who is 10 kilometers away in New Jersey, says it was loud. Pleasant FM-like quality audio at 1635. Very nearly pinning the needle at 55 over 9. It sounds too loud for a small 1 kilowatt transmitter. And Cobb forwards a Radio World story about WBZ Boston upgraded by FEMA to strengthen its national public warning system. These modernized primary entry point stations can operate closed off to the outside world for 60 days, but connected to the presidential command structure. But this report includes a little something extra that should delight the broadcast industry and confound the auto industry. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, a member of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, spoke at this occasion, saying he quickly pivoted to the importance of radio as an emergency communication system. He said, "We're going to stop these automotive industry officials from thinking the only radio that's going to be on in a car is Sirius that you have to pay for. The whole key to our national network of information is that it's free for all people in the United States." And then Ben Cobb adds, "I think any rational reading of Markey's statement is that the government will prevent satellite-only auto receivers that don't include free over-the-air AM and FM radio, or at least it will stop them thinking of that." It recalls the All-Channel Receiver Act, which required TV sets to tune UHF as well as VHF. In the World of Radio group, we had quite a discussion about a mystery unidentified on 15190, first reported October 24th by Manuel Mendez in Spain. From 0803UT, it was non-stop pop and rock music, never any announcements, certainly not Brazil. It was also heard much of the day on October 25th, but not since. It was on long enough for direction finding to be undertaken, which pointed to somewhere in Germany, in fact, according to Roger, the area between Franconia and Upper Bavaria. That led to speculation that it could be Channel 292, but they were also active on their usual frequency at that time, 9670. Finally, I asked Rainer Ebeling of Channel 292, "Is that you?" And he replied, "Sorry, we are still using only our three well-known frequencies." What could it have been? Perhaps a Euro pirate, or one of the ballooning number of low-power legal stations on shortwave in Germany, Netherlands, or Denmark? The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder issued October 25th. Solar activity expected to be very low to low, but a slight chance for M-class flares, R1 or R2, minor to moderate, on 25 October to 3 November. Geomagnetic field activity expected to reach unsettled levels 27 to 30 October, 6 to 8 November, and 15 to 16 November, with active levels on the 6th of November, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4. Solar flux descending from 95 October 29th to a minimum of 82 November 11th to 15th, then back up to 85. But since this was issued, solar flux has actually exceeded 100. And there was a notice of an X-ray event which exceeded X1 or R3, issued October 28th at 1555 UT. It ran between 1517 and 1548, peaking at 1535 on the 28th, reaching an R3 or strong level. But there was a wide area blackout of HF radio communications for about an hour. Furthermore, via Mike Terry, spaceweather.com reported October 28th, a coronal mass ejection might sideswipe Earth on October 30th. It left the Sun on the 26th at 2024 UT, following a minor eruption in the outskirts of a sunspot. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2010 with a standard disclaimer.